Hello to all my listeners. This is The Diabetics, my personal podcast show where me and my diabetic friends goof off and hopefully teach you some stuff. Today, I am joined by one of my friends, Brayden. And we met, like all my friends, me and all my friends did,
Like
at
6 years
Camp
ago.
Hendon. Oh, yeah, it's been a while now. But we met at Camp Hendon. It's a camp for type 1 diabetics. Since this is the first episode, I just wanted to point
Diabetes.
that out. Yeah, we're all diabetics. I just wanted to point that out.
Diabetes.
I just wanted to point that out because it's an amazing place to anyone who's listening. If you're type 1 diabetic, sign up. It's amazing. There's all kinds of fun stuff. Like I said, it's where I met all my diabetic friends. And you don't have to worry about your blood sugar as much because all the staff there is either diabetic or has been trained to work with diabetes.
Almost broke my finger last year playing Gaga Ball.
Oh yeah, Gaga Ball is awesome.
Almost broke my finger because of Sully. He had knocked my finger.
Oh yeah.
I call him Army Man because he's part of the Army. So I just call him Army Man.
Yeah, Brandon, do you still have your camp shirt from last year?
Yes. All my camp shirts I've cut into tank tops. Because of how hot it's been. Like, when I had my cast on, I was dripping sweat.
Well, you know what my mom wants to do with mine? She's gonna take all of them, cut out the part where it says Camp Hendon, and it's gonna sew them together into a big quilt. Which is, it's nice, but at the same time, when am I ever gonna use
Boo.
that?
When are you who use quilts now?
I do, honestly. If, like, right now we're remodeling my room, we're moving all the stuff out of there, tearing up the carpet, and laying down hardwood.
I barely know what a
And
quilt is. Is a quilt like a blanket? I barely know
yes,
what a I
a
don't
quilt,
like
it's made in squares. One of those blankets that
Oh,
has like different squares.
I can't do those.
Why?
Because I don't like those type of blankets. I don't like those type. I have to have a soft blanket.
Yeah, but like right now, I've been sleeping on the couch for a while, and I just.
I'm too scared to sleep on the couch. Someone breaks in, I'm dead. I'd be screaming my heart out. Literally, my heart out.
Yeah. What kind of sucks though is the couch is right next to my parents' room, and they don't like me being on my phone very late. So that kind of sucks.
That's what sucks about spending the night at my grandma's. That big Christian hates tattoos and everything. I can make her mad talking about that too. She asked me to get off the phone. I just stay on it because I'm so bored.
I know, that's the thing. Like,
I
we
stay
don't.
on it.
Like, people think we get on it because we're lazy and we have nothing better to do.
Well, that's
What
me.
actually happens is we're lazy, we have nothing better to do, and we're bored.
Yes.
They leave that last part out.
Especially the COVID. Parents are letting kids be on their phone for so long. Stupid COVID.
I know. Like, Lizzie, she cannot, like, it's stupid. Yeah, Lizzie is one of our friends who would be getting on, but can't because she's used up her
Stupid
hours for
time
the day.
limit.
I know. She has a time limit for every app.
I did too. I just ignore it.
I didn't know you could ignore it.
Some of them you can if you don't know what you're doing with it and just say ignore time. Like sometimes you can and then sometimes you can't. Like my cousin, she has a time limit for like 10 or something, and she can't ignore it. Like she can only ignore it for 5 more minutes or a minute. I can ignore it for the whole day, for the rest of the day.
So what I'm gonna try to do is get a special guest, either Leland or Jake.
Please be Leland. I want to hear his voice. I've been told that he's hit
Oh,
puberty
he
already.
sounds so different.
I can't hit my puberty. I haven't. I'm so mad about that. I haven't even hit my big growth spurt.
Oh, I've been in a growth spurt for a while now.
I've gotten a little taller.
Well, Jake can't get on. Yeah, I'm like 5.5 foot tall.
Lizzie,
you're
just
still your little
me.
3 foot self.
I'm not 3 foot.
I'm
I'm
kidding.
4'11". I'm 4'11".
Wait,
Okay.
seriously? I thought you were way taller than that. I just made a joke.
How did you make a joke? What?
Hey, Brayden, do you remember Humphrey?
CJ? CJ's probably like 3 foot.
Well, it was CJ at some point, but at the same time, it started out as one other kid. I can't remember his name. He was a kid in a lower cabin. This is a hilarious story, by the way. He was a kid in a lower cabin than us, and he would take his stuffed animal and hump it out in the open. We started calling him Humphrey.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Then CJ, we all made jokes, and then we started calling CJ Humphrey.
Yeah,
and it turned into a whole thing.
He kept on humping us.
Yeah, he meant it as a joke, though. No, but the weird thing was,
and whenever you
whenever
Humphrey.
Exactly. Or
I was
if
Humphrey
you touched
for once.
One kid stuffed animal, you were Humphrey. Yeah, you were Humphrey once.
Once.
I don't think I ever got it because I ran so fast.
It's hard for me to run with a sore arm. Stiff knee.
Hey, Brayden,
can't walk.
Were you there that one day in Messy Games? You know
I don't
Zach.
Like Messy Games. Yeah, he's gotten chubby.
Oh, yeah, he actually has. But I was going to say. He said, what's the darkest thing you've ever seen? It was after Messy Games when we were all taking showers.
I didn't really do Messy Games.
Do you remember that?
When was it? Last year? Oh, wait, no. He wasn't there last year.
No.
I think it was last year. He wasn't there last year.
Oh, yeah. Josh, it was the year before last.
Yeah, because Josh.
Yeah, where Josh was our counselor.
Yeah, because that's when
Josh started.
Do you
Josh remember him saying that?
Saying what?
No, do you remember Zach asking that?
Ask him what?
We were on the showers.
What did
What's
he
the
ask?
Darkest thing you've ever seen?
Oh, I wasn't in there because
Oh, guess what I said.
I didn't do Messy Games.
Oh, yeah.
I hate
I said CJ. I said, what's the darkest thing you've ever seen? I said CJ. I know.
Stop taking pictures!
Who are you talking to?
We've been texting for a while.
Two.
I bet Lizzie.
What? Sorry, you're cutting out.
She's been starting to text me more. And I don't know why. Oh, yeah, I thought.
Who
I
is
made...
it?
Lizzie.
Oh.
I kind of made her sister mad, but she wasn't actually mad. So I had to hang up because I know how Lizzie is when she gets real mad. So I had to hang up on her and let her calm down. But she wasn't. Tears.
That was weird.
I don't know. It's probably my service. My service sucks. I don't like T-Mobile. I have T-Mobile, and it sucks.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to edit these two together. So what were you... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to put this in. Sorry for what just happened. One of our internets just went bad. And the call got disconnected. Zoom what you're
probably
saying,
my
Brayden.
Internet. Probably my... What was I even talking about?
You're talking about Lizzie.
Oh, yeah. So I thought I made her mad. So I had to hang up and let her calm down.
Oh, that's all you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, have you been reading a lot of the group chats, though?
Yes, I've been reading
way,
them.
Way back?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know what sucks?
What?
So, you know I don't like Lizzie.
Do you like Lizzie? Oh, yeah. Lizzie told me this yesterday.
I know. I was going to say. It's been in, like, 20 group chats and about 15 group FaceTime calls.
Well, I don't get on the FaceTime call because every time you all do a FaceTime call, I'm usually with my dad or busy.
Okay. Well, what happened is I was about to ask her out. Found out she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, you didn't know that she was dating Hunter?
I did not.
Don't, if you just FaceTime her, just her, and her sister's around, don't talk about Hunter. Her sister does not know. So, she texted me. Because I talked about Hunter. And she was like, and she texted me, don't talk about Hunter in front of my sister. So I had to play along with her and make Addie think about Nate instead, because her ex-boyfriend cheated on her.
Oh yeah, I was gonna tell the story yesterday, but then my battery died, and I wasn't even able to use the audio anyway. But so I met this girl, right? Fifth grade year.
Oh God, here we go with relationships.
I know, but honestly, I felt like I was in love with her. I don't know, it's kind of stupid because we were only in fifth grade. But
you thought you were in love with a fifth grader? Maybe she's your soulmate. Maybe you meet her and get married with marry her.
No, but listen, right? We started dating, so we were in sixth grade. I asked her out. She said
yes. You said fifth grade.
Yeah, we met in fifth grade.
Oh.
And I asked her out in sixth grade. Like, I
took you that long
in fifth grade?
Took me pretty long until my crush. I liked her.
I know. I was nervous because she had a boyfriend, anxiety attack. And I waited 2 months after she broke up with her boyfriend to ask, just trying to be nice. After I said yes, you know, we dated for almost a full year. It was approaching on our 1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary.
And one of her closest friends, who I'm also friends with, told me that she, like, had been hanging out with someone else a whole bunch. I was like, oh, it's probably nothing. Asked her about it. She was like, oh, it's nothing. And then she said, cheater. What is this? And my God. So it was a picture from camp that my mom took of me hugging everyone, like, saying goodbye, like we always do. And I was hugging Maria, and my mom had taken a picture, and she had posted it on Facebook. And Maria and Max took this, and
what, she had Facebook in sixth grade?
Her mom did.
Oh.
And she had seen it. And she was like, what is this? I was like, oh, that's just one of my friends from camp who I was just saying goodbye to. She's like, yeah, right, this is a... Found out. She knew.
I could tell her. I could tell her.
No, she knew I was at camp. That's the thing. She knew I was at camp. I didn't know that she knew. What actually happened is she tried to cover up that she was cheating on me. Yeah, that's what one of her like I was saying, one of her closest friends who I'm friends with, the one who she was talking about, turns out they had been dating since 2 weeks after me and her started dating. They didn't know about it. And you know what the worst part is? It was a girl that she cheated on me with.
Lesbian. You dated a lesbian.
No, she's bi.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing. If she had told me that, it would have been different. But I thought she was with me just to make her parents, like, seem like she was dating a boy. And then,
secret
her
girlfriend.
Ex...
Secret girlfriend.
Ex told me. And I was like, man, like, what's going on? This is stupid. Because, honestly, I really didn't
love her. Relationships these days are getting worse than from the back.
No, but guess what? Her ex-boyfriend, she cheated on him. And he broke up with her, and she started making up lies and stuff.
Wait. Her ex-boyfriend dated a boy?
No. I'm saying her ex-boyfriend told me that she had cheated on him.
Oh. Ooh. The people on this podcast are probably like, what are y'all talking about?
No, I mean, I think I explained it sort of well, hopefully.
You did. But probably on this podcast, people were like, hey, y'all gonna talk about diabetes.
I know. Oh, and hopefully we'll be able to get sponsors after this episode if people start watching. You know what we could do? Tell everyone in the group chat to watch it, like, 3 times. Like, not even, you don't even have to watch it, just have it playing in the background. And then we'd get enough, like, views to get a sponsor.
Yeah.
Which I
want
hope.
It to be Camp Hendon. I hope it's Camp Hendon.
Oh, no, they can't sponsor us. Mm-hmm. Since we're campers, technically it's against, like, regulation for them to sponsor us.
Oh.
Now, we can, like, say good things about them because it is an amazing camp.
It is.
Really
like,
is.
I want to live there. Like, I would move there.
I would. I 1,000,000,000% would.
Like, with my whole family, like, move there.
I don't know about that. Honestly, though, I wish it was a real summer camp. Like, all summer.
Oh, yes. And your parents just came and visited you.
Oh, well, if that, you know. But the thing is, you would have to bring so much diabetics plus.
Yes.
And on top of that, the reason we only get to go for 5 days is because Camp Lucon, that is the actual camp.
What the heck is Camp Lucon?
It's actually, like, the camp itself. We only have a small portion of it that we're allowed to use. And during those 5 days, they go home, visit their families, do whatever they need to do at home for 5 days. Then they go back to camp for the rest of the summer.
Josh is lucky then.
What?
Josh is lucky then. He could stay out the whole summer.
No, he doesn't. He's part of the Camp Hendon hype team.
Oh.
And I hope... Oh, yeah. And for anyone who's listening, Josh is the best counselor ever.
He left his crush.
Well, yeah, that. But he's just, overall, a really cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's so helpful. Tells us, like, to goof off in the cabin instead of going to sleep. Do you remember last year? We had all, like, stayed up super late because I'd brought playing cards and poker chips. And we played Texas Hold'em all night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all night.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh, I remember, woke up one time. And he came in there and was like, just make sure you wake up in the morning.
I'm pretty sure he played once with us.
Oh, yeah, he played. He played, I think it was like 3 hands.
Yeah.
But then went back to sleep.
Yeah, next year when we go back to camp, you're going to have to reteach us. Well, me. Or I just go online.
Honestly, that's not going to be the only cards I bring. What I hope is going to happen. So, I'm a big Pokemon fan. I don't care what anybody else says. I just like it.
I love Pikachu.
I have this one card, and it's an original Pikachu card. And it's literally Chunky Pikachu. That's...
what Pikachu?
Chunky.
Oh, I have Chunky Pikachu.
I know. He is definitely, like, one of my favorite cards, and he's super rare.
Mm. I gotta find.
But just bring any Pokemon cards, because I would love to battle some people.
I don't know how to battle. I just, like...
I don't do by regulation rules. I say, like, I do, like, certain rules that aren't regulation.
You said doo-doo.
Well, what I like to do is, like, so basically you have your deck, you draw 7 cards from it, then you're allowed to play any card you want whenever it's your turn, and just attack. You don't have to have energies or any of that.
I think I should bring my tech decks as well this year again. I brought them last year, and I barely used them. I'm going to bring them again this year. I mean, next year. Tech decks, they're finger skateboards.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
I love
those. You know what I'm definitely going to bring, though? A football, like a mini football. Do you remember that game that we played, Battleship? That was fun. Although we got hurt, but who cares about that?
I had to go to the hospital.
Did you really?
Did you not see a splint on my finger last year?
Yeah, but I thought that was from Gaga Ball.
It is.
No, I'm talking about from Battleship. Oh, yeah.
No.
Last year was crazy. I showed up with a broken collarbone because I flipped a fork. Like, last day of school, I had just gotten home ready to have a bunch of fun during the summer, hop on the four-wheeler, start riding, hit a ditch, flipped, and I was trapped under it.
Oh, wow. Well,
people give Siri crap, but Siri probably saved my life. I was able to yell, "Hey, Siri, call Dad." Oh, just triggered her. That literally just triggered it. But I was able to do that, and I was able to say, "Help, I'm trapped on a four-wheeler." And my dad knew where I was riding and took his truck and just drove. He almost flipped the truck, hitting the same ditch I did.
Just trying to save you?
like right on it, and he flipped the four wheeler off. And I was able to get back home. It hurt so bad, and my parents were like, "We don't really want to have to go to the hospital because it's expensive."
True.
But I was like, "No, we need to go." We went there. My collarbone was broken.
Well, as you told him to go.
Yeah, and I wasn't supposed to do anything. I wasn't supposed to go on the water slide. I wasn't supposed to do Gaga Ball.
Really?
I did everything.
That was stupid.
Who cares? It's camp. Only 5 days a year.
The nurse told me not to play Gaga Ball. I still played it when she wasn't around.
Really?
Yeah. I also played it when she was around. When she said, don't play too long.
Remember what happened? It was actually just going to be me, you, and Lizzie playing. Because, like, I wasn't supposed to play too hard, and you're like, oh, go easy on you. You know, just trying to be nice. Then, like, 12 other people joined, and we started playing hard. I took off the cast, and just, because it wasn't actually a cast, it was a sling.
I had one of those when I broke my arm.
It was like 4 days before I had to go to Florida.
Oh, yeah,
how was Florida?
Huh?
How was Florida?
Great. I got to go swimming. Because I got a water cast. And it was $50. Oh. I wasn't supposed to get in the ocean. I got in the ocean.
Oh, yeah. We just got a new pool at our house. And that, like, so you know how it would go offline for, like, 3 hours at a time? Then get back on, say just a few things, and go off for another 5 hours? That was me. I would be in the pool for a while, get out just to eat and make sure my blood sugar was all right. And I'd say... And I'd see I had 50 messages. I'd be like, oh, that's cool. Get back in the pool for another 5 hours.
Yeah, when I saw a message at Florida, I just waited to respond or just read them until I got back to my condo.
But, yeah, honestly, this pool, my mom said we really shouldn't because of how expensive it is. And we had a lot of, like, things that we need to pay off. Like, this tractor that we have on our farm. It was super expensive, but it is so worth it. Like, it
what
is...
What was the tractor for?
We live on a 400-acre farm with cattle and hay.
No. Oh, you know how you said... Oh. You know how you said you had a chubby Pikachu? I don't have chubby Pikachu. I have chubby Eevee. You should see how fast this Eevee is. It's an EVGX.
Oh, send it to me. Don't send it to the group chat. Just, like, you know how to send it to just one person, right?
Yeah. How do you think I text my mom?
You know what I mean. Like, you know how to, like, pick me out of the group chat and just send it to me.
Yes, I just type in your name.
Yeah.
It's like Fat Eevee. I'm like, really? I got Fat Eevee? Oh, but I did get, I spent $20, $20 for these Pokemon cards. Because it was the one with, like, you know, the big one?
Yeah.
It was the big, because I've never had one, and I really wanted one. It was the big Pikachu GX.
Hey, you know, this podcast is going to be over, like, half an hour. I'm pretty sure it's already at about 20 minutes or more.
We're at, like, 15 minutes and 30... About 6 seconds.
Yeah, but that's not counting the other one. I think we're about 10 minutes there.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's see this image. By the way, seriously, it's taken, like, it's still loading, the image. That's how bad my internet is.
How close are you from camp?
About an hour and a half away.
I'm like, wow, you're closer than me, I think.
No, but you were asking the last time we were on a call how I tried to. Oh, God. I hope that's a fake. I hope to God that's a fake.
I'm like 35 minutes from camp. Oh, wait, no. No, that's not the right one.
No, but what I was going to say is the last time we were on a call that didn't work. You all asked me how I tried to sneak my phone into camp. I had it in my bag, tucked away. And I was like, because honestly, I just wanted to show y'all pictures of my new puppy that I had just gotten. Mm. And my mom was like, don't take that. So before we got there, we stopped, pulled over, went through my bag, got out my phone.
Wait, your mom? Who told you not to take it? Yourself?
My mom. My.
Oh.
And my dad.
So they knew you were going to try and take it?
Oh, you know what's funny?
What?
Every year from the past, I think, like, every year now.
Since
I'm on my way to camp. Yeah, ever since chipmunks. Yeah, there's different animals and dens and cabins and stuff that separate the different age groups.
Yeah. What are we going to be next year?
I think we're going to be
the same as this year?
Falcons.
Ooh, we're going to be Falcons now? Yes.
I think so.
I think like 3 more years.
No, but you know what sucks? This is going to be our first year to zip line.
Why does that suck? Why does that suck?
Because we didn't get to do it. That's what sucks about it. This is going to be our first year that we got a zip line and we didn't get to do it.
This year was going to be our first year?
No, this year was going to be our first year ziplining.
Stupid COVID! Well, at least we get to do it next year.
Hopefully, if people don't stop being stupid.
And eating stupid animals.
Actually, that's been disproven. It did start out in Wuhan, but scientists are like 80% sure that it wasn't a bat that started it.
Was it what?
It wasn't a bat or any other animal that started the COVID.
It was in, like, a box. It was in, like, a package, I think. Because no. The Simpsons predicted the future.
No, COVID. They didn't. That box that had, something in it, I've seen every single episode of The Simpsons ever. Want to bet on that? Seriously, I know the exact episode they're talking about. They order a new couch, and they open up the box. Or no, that's not right. That's the one where there's bed bugs. And when you're thinking of, Homer orders a Chinese product, but one of the workers has the Chinese flu, is what they call it in the show. And he coughs into the box, closes it up, seals it, and Homer opens it up, and you see the virus shoot out at Homer.
Oh, wow. Well,
what's crazy is it was in China where it started. That's what the prediction is.
Yes. But it also, Kobe Bryant's death was in it.
I know.
Killer, the wasps things, but they're bees in the, I heard that they're bees in The Simpsons. Oh, 9/11 was also predicted.
Sort of. I know sort of. In one of the episodes, there is a poster for a movie in the background, and it shows a plane flying through one of the Twin Towers while the other is already destroyed.
That's kind of what happened.
Oh, yeah, but you know what the craziest one is that they predicted?
Donald Trump.
I just lost my train of thought. No. In one of the episodes where, like, it was the future, Lisa was president. That's, like, the girl in The Simpsons. Lisa? Basically, Homer Simpson's daughter, Lisa.
Yeah.
She becomes president in the future. And she says, ever since Trump was president, our finances have gone to crap.
I love
10
Trump.
Years! 10 I love Trump. Years before Trump was elected.
He was elected in the show.
No, but that's crazy, isn't it? They predicted Trump being president.
Yes. And I'm glad. I love Trump. He's like one
Me,
of my favorite presidents.
Personally, I don't. But I don't want to get into an argument. Because then, there's going to be all kinds of different ratings
political,
on this podcast.
Me
just
with
like
political.
People who agree with Trump or disagree with Trump, they're either going to like or dislike the video.
Yeah.
I mean, the podcast.
Like,
and I do not
feel
like.
I don't feel like getting into politics right now. Especially
on
a
one
podcast.
One of my friends that I had over earlier this week, and before he said anything.
Political.
He had already been COVID tested and checked to see if he had a fever before he came in. That's what we do with anybody who comes to our house. You already had COVID?
Yes. I was sick for a week and I did not go to school. And then my mom also had it. She had the antibody, so I think I had the antibody. I need the antibody test, but I'm pretty sure I had it.
Well, like I was saying, you know, we always do that because, again, diabetics are high risk.
Yes.
They can die easier from it.
Yeah. I was fine. Like, I was just hyper. Like, I was just sweating when I woke up because the Tylenol got out of my system. I mean, the ibuprofen. I don't do Tylenol.
Yeah. But, you know, me and him were on a walk over to my uncle's house.
Oh, good.
He only lives, like, an eighth of a mile from us. So we always walk down to his house, and he has a huge lake there. So that's where we take our dogs.
Oh.
And on our way there, one of our neighbors has a Trump flag. And he said, cool. I already like them. Can you guess why?
I do, too. I already like them just by the story.
But, yeah. I was like, me personally, I don't like Trump. And he was like, oh, that's cool.
A lot of people
just
don't
end
like
it
Trump.
Like that. I love it.
He's in Home Alone. He's in the second one.
Oh, no. Like I was saying, I just love, like, anybody. Like, I don't mean love them, but you know what I mean. Like, I like it a lot better when people are able to see your opinion, disagree with it, and leave it at that. They don't argue against it, try and change your opinion. They just
don't
believe the same thing.
Don't talk with my dad about politics. Whew, he'll get in like an hour into it. Like, you all would be arguing. Like, you all would still be arguing if you were all talking about politics.
Yeah. And honestly, I do not like Trump, but I'm happy that we have a president who actually cares about the country during this pandemic.
Yep.
I don't agree with everything Trump has done, but I'm glad he's actually trying.
He'd probably be trying better than Hillary Clinton.
I don't like Hillary Clinton.
She got on my nerves. She got on my nerves.
No, seriously. Last election, me and my sister were joking around like, no good candidates. Because we're against Trump. We're against Trump.
I figured.
Like I said. We're like, there's no good candidates. Oh, and then Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is. My sister really liked him.
Oh, you couldn't say it right. I can't say it right either. Buttigieg.
No one can. Hey, can you spell bureau?
Bureau?
Like Bureau of Investigation?
B-E-E-R-U-O.
Nope.
But no, I can't.
B-E-A-R-U. I think. I'm not even sure.
What it sounds like.
I know. No, look it up. Close. Look it up.
What's her name?
B-E-A-R-U. Just look that up. It says, chess. Did you mean? Did, like, and then after
yes,
the Google.
Yes, it says, shown results for B-U-R-E-A-U. It's a chest. It's like, it says, a chest of drawers.
Yeah, also, it's like one of those words that you've seen a million times and still don't know how to spell it.
Yep. All right, so I feel like, I think I know what we should do at camp next year.
Yeah.
We should all find somewhere and make, like, a secret hideout just for, like, all our best friends and stuff. Like,
you know what we should do?
What?
Bring a special item that's special to you. Bring it to camp. We're going to put it in a special spot, like, just where nobody will ever find it.
Like a time capsule?
Sort of, yeah. Then once we're all counselors, we'll go back there. And see if it's still there.
Should be. Unless the pirate.
But won't that be cool?
Yes. I'm going to bring one of my Pokemon cards. Not my favorite, but one of my favorites.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the water bottle that I brought first year at camp.
I don't know what I'm doing. I might bring. I'm going to bring something.
Yeah, this podcast is definitely going to be like, probably like 40 minutes.
People are just going to be over with the next day. Like, real fast.
Yeah.
I might bring a Pokemon card.
You know what is probably going to happen?
What?
We're probably going to end this podcast because it gets too long. Then we're going to get on a FaceTime call. That way Lizzie can get on and just talk. I guess that's what's gonna happen.
Yep. It's usually what happens with this stuff.
Exactly.
Ooh, I know which one I'm bringing. If we do still do this, I know which one I'm. I know what card I'm bringing for sure.
Well, I'm not bringing a Pokemon card.
I am.
No, I'm talking about bringing something that's special to you about camp, like something first year camper.
Well, then I'm still bringing my whole tin. I have a Raticate break here. I'll send you a picture of what it looks like. I don't know.
Ooh, those breaks are cool.
I have one. I don't know how I got it. I just got it in a package, and I was like, holy cow.
All right.
Looked like so cool.
So what's going to happen is we're probably going to have to end in about 5 minutes, just so it doesn't get too long. And then I'll start editing it while we talk.
Okay. He has a super fang, and he's gold. And it's like a rat.
Are you going to go ahead and end it now? That way Lizzie can get on a call?
Yeah.
All right, let me do the outro. All right. This was the Diabetics with me and my friend Brayden. Hopefully next time.
Everyone can get on.
That'll be a lot more fun. So, until next time, goodbye.